chapter 17, Jesus is transfigured. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If it pleases you, I will make here 3 tabernacles, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." And while he was yet speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were terrified. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man be risen from the dead." And his disciples asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he answered and said, "Elijah indeed comes and shall restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah came already, and they knew him not, and did to him whatever they would. Likewise shall the Son of Man suffer by their hands." Then understood the disciples that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Jesus heals an epileptic and teaches about faith. And when they came to the crowd, a man stood and came up to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long must I tolerate you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that moment. Then came the disciples to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing shall be impossible for you. But this kind will not go out except by prayer and fasting." Jesus repeats that he is to die and rise again. And while they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man shall be delivered up into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised up." And they were greatly distressed. Jesus teaches about the true freedom of sons of God. And when they arrived in Capernaum, they that collected the tribute money came to Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the tribute money?" And he said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first of all, saying, "Simon, what do you think? The kings of the earth, from whom do they receive toll or tribute? From their own children or from strangers?" And when he said, "From strangers," Jesus said to him, "Therefore the children are free. However, not to give offence to them, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you shall find a coin. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself."